So let's review. Our shiur began with the following shaila. According to the Chacham, that shehi is asr on the kira, that is not garf or katim, what is the halach in the case of shochach kedera gabekiru ubishlo b'shabbos mahu? He forgot a pot of food on the kira, which completed his cooking on Shabbos, thereby violating the isra of shiur. May the food be eaten. Rav Chiya bar Abba said that whether shiur was done b'shogi or b'mezer, the halacha is the same, but he did not say whether it is mutter or asr. Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef understand that in both circumstances it is mutter. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak understands that in both circumstances it is asr, and the Gemara accepts this opinion. The Gemara points out that Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak acknowledges that originally the halacha was that the food is only asr when she was violated b'mezid, and mutter when done b'shogi. However, once the rabbi saw that people were violating shiur b'mezid and claiming to have done so b'shogi, they were machmer and said that the food is asr even b'shogi. As a tangential point, the Gemara asked that there seems to be a double contradiction in the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rameyer. On Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Rameyer permitted shihiyah only on chamin, hot water. And in the Braisa here on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, he even permits tavshil, food. The Gemara answers that the more lenient Braisa speaks about a case of b'di'evit, where it was already done. Rameyer permits the food to be eaten, whereas the stricter Braisa speaks of l'ketchila, where Rameyer only allows water and not food to be left on the fire to begin with. Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph permitted shihiyah on both water and food. But in the Braisa here on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, he permits only water but not food. And the answer is that the more lenient Braisa speaks about a case where it was guf or ketuma, whereas the more stringent Braisa speaks about a case where it was not guf or ketuma. The Gemara next asks a shaila, Avar v'shoha mao, and Rashi adds the word b'mezid, where one willfully violated shihiyah, may the food be eaten. The Gemara tries to prove that the food is asr based on an incident recorded as Rabbi Yosi forbade it. However, the Gemara concludes that it does not mean to say that Rabbi Yosi forbade the food that had been left on the flame. Rather, Rabbi Yosi told them that it's prohibited to do so, and they should not do this again next Shabbos. The Gemara turns to a discussion of conditions of chazar. There is a machlokes whether it is necessary for the food to remain in your hands the entire time it is off the flame, in order to be able to put it back on the flame. Rabbi Tadoi requires oid b'yadah. Rabbi Yochanan does not require oid b'yadah, and permits putting the food back even if hinichal gabikarka, even if he put the pot down on the ground. There is a further machlokes in the words of Chizkiyah, who introduced another condition. Daiter lahachzer, when he removes the pot from the stove, it is intention to return it there. Now, A, Chizkiyah requires both oid b'yadah and daiter lahachzer for chazar to be permitted, or B, one of the two conditions is sufficient, which means, if it is oid b'yadah, he's holding on to it all along, he may return it even if ain daiter lahachzer, it was not his original intention. If daiter lahachzer was intention all along to return it, he may do so even if hinichu al gabi karka, he put it down, oid b'yadah is not necessary. The Gemara next leaves three questions about chazar unresolved with a taker. One, tlon b'makal mahu. If the pot wasn't placed on the floor, but was hung on a peg, is that considered oid b'yadah or hinichu al gabi karka? Two, hinichu al gabi mita mahu. If the pot was placed on a bed, is that considered oid b'yadah or hinichu al gabi karka? And three, pina mimechem lamechem mahu. If he moved the contents of the pot into another pot, is it permissible to put the second pot back on the flame? Is it considered a return of the original food, or is it considered putting something new on the stove, which is awesome? Before we proceed to the next Mishnah, we must clarify the three types of ovens or cooking utensils that were used in the time of Chazal. One, tanner. A tanner was narrower on the top than at its base, with a small opening on top. Due to its shape, it retained a lot more heat than the kira. Two, kira. A kira was a rectangular shaped box with two openings on the top to accommodate two pots. Of the three, it retained the least amount of heat. And three, a kupach. A kupach was similar to a kira, but square-shaped, with only one opening on the top. Therefore, nafesh havli mid the kira, vizuta havli mid the tana. It retains more heat than the kira, but less than the tana. Therefore, zok the heilige mishnah. Tana she'esiku b'kash v'gavah, lo yitim bein metoichai bein me'al gavah. A tana is the strictest type of oven. You may not put anything on it or inside of it, even if it was just fueled by very flammable material, as kash v'gavah. Kupach she'esiku b'kash v'gavah harizik kikirayim, b'gefes b'eitzim harizik tana. A kupach as its heat is halachically in between a kira and a tana. If it was fueled by kash v'gavva, it has the din of a kira, and one may put food on it. If it was fueled with more lasting fuel, like gefes v'eitzim, has the din of a tanner, and one may not put food on it, even if it was gar for katan. The Gemara next discusses smicha, putting a pot near a tanner or a kupach. Now, we learned on Dav Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that smicha near a kiri is mutter. However, regarding a tanner or a kupach, we have a machloikas here. Rav Yosef says it is mutter, Abaye says it is asur. Since the Gemara described the construction of the kira, which accommodates two pots, and the kupach, which accommodates one pot, the Gemara cites a braisa which teaches the resulting halacha regarding tumas kelim. A kira that is tameh and breaks along its width is still usable as a kupach, and therefore retains its tumah, but a kupach that breaks is no longer usable and therefore loses its tumah. At the end of the daf, we learn the following mishnah. One may not place an egg at the side of a hot pot for it to become slightly cooked. The Gemara Dav Lamed Tes Amud Aleph will explain, although the pot is not on the fire, but since it got hot from fire, it is told as or, which is also asur. He may not fry it on a scarf that got hot from the sun. Rabbi Yosi Mater, Rabbi Yosi permits it. As the Gemara later explains, that machloikis is whether told as a cham is asur. He may not roast it in sand or dust that's hot from the sun. Although this too is told as a chama, Rabbi Yosi agrees that it is asur. The Gemara will give two possible reasons. Mishnah continues. The residents of Tveria ran a pipe of cold water through the hot springs in order to warm it up. They connected it before Shabbos and allowed it to run on Shabbos. The Chacham forbade using this water and ruled as follows. In b'Shabbos, asur b'rchitzo b'shtiyah. The water that got warmed up on Shabbos may not be used for washing or for drinking. In b'yamtiv, asur b'rchitzo umetar b'shtiyah. On Yom Tov, the water is forbidden for washing, but permitted for drinking. For cooking is permitted, let's say, for the purpose of eating and drinking.